Welcome to Zichur Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Psachim, Daf Tzadi Zayin, the ninth parak, Misha Haya. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it's Halacha Moshe Misina that there are five cases of an animal chatas in which the animal is not offered, but instead locked in a cell and allowed to starve. Two of the cases, for example, are if the owner died before it could be offered, or the owner atoned for his sin with another offering, while his original chatas was missing and then subsequently found. Shmuel said, Kosh b'chatas mesa b'pesach karv shlamim. Wherever in the case of a chatas, the din is that the animal is left to die, in the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is offered as a shlamim. B'kosh b'chatas roe, and wherever in the case of a chatas, the din is that the animal is left to graze, in the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is left to graze. Rabbi Yochanan said that a pesach is not offered up as a shlamim, el shenimsa achar shchita, unless it's found after the shchita of the replacement. Point number two, after clarifying that Shmuel agrees with Rebbe, who says, Avudu l'misa azla, Allah's chatas is consigned to death, even if it's found before the replacement is offered, the Gemara challenges Shmuel's rule, since according to Rebbe, any lost chatas is left to die, whereas for a Pesach, where it was lost before Chatzos and found before Chatzos, it is left to graze. The Gemara answers that a Pesach lost and found before Chatzos is not considered a loss. As Rebbe said, Aveda's laila lav shma aveda. Lost at night is not considered a loss. Rashi explains that if a chatas becomes lost at night and another animal is designated to replace it, and then the original animal is found before morning, even Rebbe agrees that it's not consigned to die since nighttime is not a valid time for bringing karbanos. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Shmuel's opinion concludes that Shmuel only said the first rule, that wherever the chatas is left to die, in the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is brought as a shlamim. The Gemara asks what Shmuel is coming to teach and answers that he meant to exclude Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that a Pesach is not offered up as a Shlamim unless it is found after the Shechita. If it was found before the Shechita of its replacement, even though it was lost at the point of noon, it is left to graze. So Alma Shechita Kava, we see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the Shechita of the replacement, which fixes the status of reject upon the original animal. Shmuel therefore is coming to tell us Chatzos Kava, that it's Chatzos, which fixes the status upon the animal. So once again, the three points are, number one, it's Halacha Moshe Misina that there are five cases of an animal chatas in which the animal is not offered but instead locked in a cell and allowed to starve. Two of the cases, for example, are if the owner died before it could be offered, or the owner atoned for his sin with another offering while his original chatas was missing and then subsequently found. Shmuel said, Kosh b'chatas mesa b'pesach karav shlamim. Wherever in the case of a chatas, the din is that the animal is left to die, in the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is offered as a shlamim. B'kosh b'chatas b'roya. And wherever in a case of a chatas, the din is that the animal is left to graze, in the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is left to graze. Rabbi Yochanan said that a pesach is not offered up as a shlamim, ela shenimsa achar shchita, unless it's found after the shchita of the replacement. Point number two, after clarifying that Shmuel agrees with Rebbe, who says, Avudu l'misa azla, Allah's chatas is consigned to death, even if it's found before the replacement is offered. The Gemara challenges Shmuel's rule, since according to Rebbe, any lost chatas is left to die, whereas for a Pesach, where it was lost before Chatzos and found before Chatzos, it's left to graze. The Gemara answers that a Pesach lost and found before Chatzos is not considered lost. As Rava said, Aveda's Lila, Rav Shema Aveda, lost at night is not considered lost. Rashi explains that if a Chatzos becomes lost at night, and another animal is designated to replace it, and then the original animal is found, before morning, even Rebbe agrees that it's not consigned to die, since nighttime is not a valid time for bringing karbonos. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Shmuel's opinion and concludes that Shmuel only said the first rule, that wherever the chatas is left to die, in the corresponding case of a Pesach, the animal is brought as a shlamim. The Gemara asks what Shmuel is coming to teach and answers that he meant to exclude Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that a Pesach is not offered up as a shlamim unless it's found after the shechita. If it was found before the shechita of its replacement, even though it was lost at the point of noon, it's left to graze. Alma shechita kava. We see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the shechita of the replacement which fixes the status of reject upon the original animal. Shmuel, therefore, is coming to tell us chatzos kava, that it's chatzos which fixes the status upon the animal. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Tzadi Zayin, and our standard simon is a chess master. Chess master. Tzadi Zayin chess master. So here goes. The chess master who played with five chatas pieces versus his opponent who played with five pesach pieces was a sore loser and claimed a loss at night is not considered a loss and said only when the game goes to noon can his claim be rejected. Once again, in slow motion. The chess master, that must be more in Daf Tzadi Zayin. The chess master who played with five chatas pieces versus his opponent who played with five pesach pieces, which reminds us, Shmuel said, kosher b'chatas mesa b'pesach korah b'shlamim. Wherever in a case of a chatas, the din is that the animals have to die. In the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is offered as a shlamim, kosher b'chatas roah. And wherever in a case of a chatas, the din is that the animal is left to graze. In the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is left to graze. Rav Yochanan said that a pesach is not offered up as a shlamim el shenimsa achar shchita, unless it's found after the shchita of the replacement. So the chess master who played with 5 chatas pieces versus his opponent who played with 5 pesach pieces was a sore loser and claimed a loss at night is not considered a loss. Which reminds us, the Gemara taught that a pesach loss and found before chatzos is not considered a loss. As Rava said, aveda zalaila lav shma aveda. Lost at night is not considered lost. Rashi explains that if a chatas becomes lost at night and another animal is designated to replace it, and then the original animal is found before morning, even Rebbe agrees that it's not consigned to die, since nighttime is not a valid time for bringing karbanas. So the chess master who played with 5 chatas pieces versus his opponent who played with 5 pesach pieces was a sore loser and claimed a loss at night is not considered a loss, and said only when the game goes to noon can his claim be rejected. Which reminds us, the Gemara challenges Shmuel's opinion and concludes that Shmuel only said the first rule, that wherever the chatas is left to die, in the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is brought as a shlamim. The Gemara asks what Shmuel was coming to teach and answers that he meant to exclude Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that a pesach is not offered up as a shlamim unless it is found after the shchita. If it was found before the shchita of its replacement, even though it was lost at the point of noon, it is left to graze. Alma shchita kava. We see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the shchita of the replacement which fixes the status of reject upon the original animal. Shmuel therefore is coming to tell us chatzos kava, that it's chatzos which fixes the status upon the animal. So once again, the chess master who played with 5 chatas pieces versus his opponent who played with 5 pesach pieces was a sore loser and claimed a loss at night is not considered a loss, and said only when the game goes to noon can his claim be rejected. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.